following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I got a busy schedule. Prepping for the show, interviews, working on the book, spending time with my family. So saving time more than ever is really crucial for my life. That's why I love Stamps.com. It saves me the time and hassle of going to the post office. No more driving, fighting for a parking space. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and printer. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. Get postage whenever you need it, right from your desk. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. With a busy schedule, mine's busy, and so is yours. Saving time, more important than ever. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin. Stamps.com. Use it once. You'll never give it up.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday as we roll through June. College World Series field is set. We're going to be talking U.S. Open today. We're going to be talking, point spreads.
Yeah, college games of the year. 111 of them announced yesterday at the Gold Nugget.
Why play the rest? Those are the only teams eligible for the BCS. If you are not on the preseason 111, I mean, that's an easy place to start, isn't it, Tony?
Well, yeah, but I got to be honest with you. Iowa State's on there. You know, Kentucky, Syracuse,
Iowa State was rated last year.
Yeah, but I mean, Syracuse, who's, you know, coming back from being miserable. There's some UNLV, of course, is on there for the hometown bettors to take advantage of. 111 games. We're going to catch up with Brian Edwards, a Vegas insider.
Jeff Shackelford from Golf Digest joins us, and in just a moment, we're going to talk with the most important person on the show today, Doug Christensen, the chancellor at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. But the NBA finals begin tonight. The NHL finals ended last night with the Los Angeles Kings winning their first Stanley Cup. And, of course, everything else kind of in between we've talked about, addressed, and we get ready later this week for the 8-man All-Star game. Nebraska has another football commit. They've got a volleyball commit from in-state that you'll probably now learn more about on a day-to-day basis since it's an in-state gal from Waverly. They're playing golf out at the Kearney Country Club. Round 2 of the Nebraska State Women's Amateur is going on, and we've let a couple of Fremont ladies in. Tied for the lead starting the day.
The Arbor Links deal that's been going on in this amateur golf, and I did not realize it was a national event. I just hear you're playing a junior golf tournament.
There's a national junior tour event over the summer, yeah.
I mean, it caught my eye because I look at the leaderboard, girls 16 to 18 years old, Palm Desert, California, Canada. I mean, I expect to see Olathe, Kansas, because, well, it's close to us. But there you go, Wisconsin, Austin, Texas, Missouri, Tulsa. I mean, all over the globe. You go to the boys 16 to 18, Fullerton, California, Kansas City, Deerfield, Massachusetts, West Des Moines. I mean, there's some Midwest towns, cities, what have you in there. But I didn't realize when when you send Riley Reinertsen down there or somebody that you recognize, they're competing with people that, hell, you can hear their name playing in the U.S. Open literally in not 1 or 2 years.
And Cha-Cha Willahoyt, not Cha-Cha Rodriguez, but Cha-Cha Willahoyt, 75 leading the way there.
But I found that interesting. Last night, though, we got a hit on the TV last night because you got the stand. Well, you got the baseball game finishes were second to none last night with how Kent State advanced, yeah,
we'll
and how Arkansas advanced.
We'll get to that in the terrible officiating, umpiring.
Why do you have to rain on everybody's parade?
Because you were going to say it.
I wasn't going to say it. I just thought coming down. Well, the Kings just scored again, by the way. But
all that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, if Daddy has time. It's a busy guy.
I am a busy guy.
I heard you had a physical this morning. Was it a full physical?
No.
No?
There's nothing physical about it.
Okay. I just wanted, because you look in tip-top shape.
I am in tip-top shape.
All right. Time for our Loper Link. We're going to do it on Tuesday today because Chancellor Doug Christensen is joining us this week. So we will chat with him. Brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Trend and Appliance. No more downtime with flats on the farm because they've got on-the-farm tire service. Contact them at Garrett Tires and Treads, GarrettTire.net. Good morning, Mr. Christensen.
Hey, this is fun. Good morning.
Great to have you back in here. Obviously, not a whole lot going on. School's out. You're on summer break. You know, what's going on?
There's a lot going on, to tell you the truth. I'm glad I could squeeze this in. But
more than a 135-day contract for you, is it?
I have no contract. I'm a 90-day employee. So I was kind of expecting the Stanley Cup in here this morning.
Well, you know, it's so big, and then up top, how much do you think that thing holds, Daddy?
I'd say a pony
liquid
keg.
Liquid-wise.
I was going to say a pony keg.
It's so small up top.
I don't know, but I bet they had some out of it last night.
Yeah, I'm guessing they may not have still be partying.
Yeah, that's a great deal for them.
Well, Doug, we bring you in because we're just a couple of weeks away from the official transition into the MIAA. The scholar-athletes were handed out yesterday, and I have to think that might be the final piece of business from the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, is that Jenna Isaacson and Dalton Jensen were named UNK's scholar-athletes. Is there anything left?
Not that I know of. There may be a few all-conference decisions in track, but I, for all practical purposes, we're done with competition. I've been done with the meetings for a year, and I think most everybody else. We've really been leaving the conference for the last year, spending more time. The MIAA has been tremendous to us. Particularly the last year of including us in votes. Even though we're not an official member, we get a chance to vote. We get our input. They've invited our development people. They invite our faculty athletic reps to the meetings. I've been invited to every one of their meetings. And when you go, you don't sit around the edges. I mean, they actually have a spot for you to sit. You're included. It's a very welcoming group. They're glad we're here. And, you know, we've talked about what it does for us. I think there's another point of that discussion. I think we're good for them, too. They're not exactly diluting themselves by having us come into the league.
Is that strange for them to be so welcoming? When you go to other conferences, are you on the outside looking in more than the MIAA, perhaps?
Oh, I think so. I think clearly so. And the reason that I believe they're so welcoming is they're like we are. These are so many schools that have the same history, the same roots, the same philosophy. Now, maybe they have different priorities. In other words, they might spend more time in football and focused on that. We may spend more time in our College of Business focused on that. But if you take them as a whole, those schools in the MIAA really do, save one or two, look like us. And they have the same values, that they value student-athletes. They want us to feel part of it. Where the RMAC was a conference of necessity. Everybody needed each other. They didn't necessarily want each other, but they had to have each other. That's the only way they were going to survive as a conference. And so, big difference for us in philosophy and just the way it, just the way we've been welcomed in. And we're nervous about some of their teams. They're nervous about some of ours, and well, they should be.
Chancellor Doug Christensen with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Away from the athletics, what do folks need to know and it doesn't have, to be academics, but there are so many other things besides athletics getting ready for this conference. What's something that maybe we don't know about, or what maybe you've learned about? Is there anything like that as we make that transition?
They all have a little different way of doing business that we've not been exposed to. For example, I look at Central Missouri. They've put out a piece about the impact to their community. That's really well done. When we got into the conference, I started looking at each of the schools. I love what they've done. They've done an economic impact study of what Central Missouri does for their region. Well, we've picked up on that. We've started to put that piece together. I think what's really interesting is the way they engage their alumni. They've got some schools that really do it correctly and have done it, but they're willing to sit down and share ideas of what they've done. They've invited our alumni and foundation people to come down to them and have joint meetings. You know, they're pretty interested. When we just won the National Engagement Award, the Civic Engagement Award for Division II, well, let me tell you, that's on their list of accomplishments as a conference member, even though we weren't in a conference. They're counting that because that's going to be a model that's used all over the country. That's MIAA. They like that. I think there's a little more of a community spirit here. I think these schools are really engaged with their town-gown relationships like we are, which I think is unusual, or that we're not used to. We're used to blowing into some of these communities and having 200 people there because, you know, there's other stuff going on.
The Las Vegas, New Mexico Chamber of Commerce was not there waiting for you to roll into town?
No, they were protecting the bus. But it's a deal where what I think most people don't realize is it's like going to Kearney every week. And so we are going to be looking at a number of those. We've already started to use these people as comparators. So even though our legal peers are established by the Board of Regents and the Commission on Industrial Relations, we're trying to gauge ourselves. So we're looking at the graduation rates. We're looking at retention, their budgets, the way they do business. And because they're close, we can actually talk to these people. We see them at meetings. It's a lot easier. I think everybody knows that the major advantage of doing this is travel. This is student-athlete welfare. And that we're going to have six schools, well, now five with Truman leaving, but five schools closer than our closest RMAC opponent. That's less time on the road. It's an easier drive. We're not crossing mountain passes. We're not going down to Mexico, the country, and taking a U-turn and parking. Those are really tough. And I think you're also seeing that happen in the RMAC right now. I think Western New Mexico is starting to say, now, wait a minute. This is really hard on us, too. I think that conference is in flux. I've got some good friends there. I think Tom Spicer, who's the athletic director at Colorado Mines, is a first-class individual. But as a group, we are 10 times better off here. We don't have the magic wand. We're not going to walk away with the all-sports trophy the first year. That's my expectation.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't it? But I don't have that expectation. Yeah. But I do have the expectation we're competitive. And give us a few years, we'll be there.
I have to be the devil's advocate here, Tony.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. From what I'm hearing, the travel is less, but as the schedules start to come out, we're seeing more midweek games for volleyball, for basketball, for baseball, which means even though they don't travel, they're going to be missing possibly, and you can fill us all in on this, maybe more days of school. What there's some give and take, I know, but there is more midweek travel, I understand, than what we saw in the RMAC.
There are, although we did midweek travel, for example, with Fort Hays. That was not a hard game down and back.
Yeah.
So we're not spending overnight. We're not having to travel the whole day just to get to practice and cool our jets. They're used to midweek games because they're close. Although, you know, football, this probably doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But baseball, volleyball, basketball are probably the ones that are going to have the biggest impact. I think for the first at least 2 years, we're going to be looking at maintaining their present schedule to see how this goes. They're going to find that it's advantageous for them to go to those weekend games and pair us up with a travel partner. I mean, I think that's going to happen. It'll be a big impact on us because we're going to do it every day. They're going to find the same thing, and I think there's already some discussions that have happened about changing some of that philosophy. But running over to Northwest Missouri State to play basketball and coming home, is a nothing deal. I mean, travel-wise.
Okay, Doug, anyway, as we look, we're not even in the MIAA at this point, but as we look back going in, do you say, well, this is such a no-brainer travel-wise? I mean, I know timing's everything, and you got to have an invite. Why was this opportunity not there five, six, however many years ago?
We weren't ready to go 5 or 6 years ago from a base and a being prepared as an institution to go. Two is that we didn't have the opportunity 5 years ago. The MIAA always had said to us, hey, you know, if you're ever interested, come talk to us. Well, that's different than saying, look, we've got an opening. We'd really like you to come. Can you meet with us next week? And that's the sort of thing that happened here, was that they got serious and they were ahead of the curve. They realized that the goal is, you know, that 14 to 16 range of conference is the one in Division II that's going to be successful. You can work in divisions. You can even cut that travel down further. You're going to get more NCAA dollars doing that. Compliance is easier because you've got a bigger pool to work with. For us, we weren't one way. I don't think we were entirely welcomed 5 or 6 years ago. And we probably weren't financially ready. We're not financially completely ready. We're in much better shape than we were 5 years ago.
Okay, that's exactly. I had one more question for you, Doug, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump in there, because you and I have talked, and you've been on this radio show, and immediately when fall comes around, I'm jumping up and down wanting more scholarships. You told me 3 years ago, Tony, we got a plan. It's just calm down, and I can't, you know, you couldn't lay it all out on there, but what they have done to raise money for football in particular, to me, is staggering, and I can go out of my way and thank John Sailing for helping, for one of the people that started the deal, but what they've done, I just think, is spectacular to try and elevate their game to become competitive in that one sport.
It is, and part of this is, really, the history of Kearney has always been, we do more with less. We've always had less. We have less operating funds. We've had less in our foundations and all those. And, you know, quite frankly, the history of Kearney State College and the Nebraska State Teachers College has been, we'll get by. Well, we've gotten by for a number of years. Well, now, we're not going to be able to live like that. We're going to have to elevate it. We've still got a ways to go. We're not declaring victory on this, because we've made a major step. We've got three more to go. Time will help that. I look at our overall foundation campaign drive. We have a $50 million goal. We're probably in the mid-30s right now. We've got a little over 2 years left to go in that. We haven't hit any major home runs, but we're getting real close on some donors. Our average donor amount is now 41% higher than it was the last capital campaign we had. A third of our donors to our capital campaign are donors we've never had before. So there are new people coming on. It's growing up and maturing, and that's where our donor base is maturing. You're right, Bob Sailing and...
excuse me, I said John and Bob,
right, but,
sorry.
Those are all tremendous people, but, you know, I start naming them, I'm going to leave a bunch out.
No, and really I didn't want to do that, but I know the football deal, Bob's one that's kind of started. I really appreciate what people like him have done.
But it's... you know, when you watch an athlete run down the field, you can't tell whether he's running a 10-200 or a 10-6. I mean, you know they're fast, and the defender's either gaining on you or losing on you. It's the competitive spirit. This is a very competitive conference. People are going to enjoy it. When you think the national title game has had for the last 8 years a member of the MIAA, this is not bringing little sisters of the poor in. This is good stuff.
That's why all the coaches, for the most part, have just labeled it the SEC of Division II, because of the competitiveness out there. And Chancellor Doug Christensen is with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just came off one of the biggest fundraisers for all sports all year. Blue Gold was last week. It expanded, made a little bit more money than the year before, which is always good. Your thoughts on how everything went and how things look coming out of that event?
Well, I think the takeaway I get from it was adding a third course was the right thing to do, and we need to expand that up. We now have room for a few more teams to do that. you know, I'm really excited about this one fund that's coming up. You're going to see brochures and mailers about the one athletic fund. You're still going to do the football fundraising, but they're going to have a consolidated fund to elevate all this, and that gives them more access to printing and to marketing, and I think will make a big move on us. The blue gold has become a tradition, and all traditions, I suppose, someday run their course and you do something else, but right now this is a great way to engage a large number of people. Yeah, you get somebody that says, I don't like the country club, I'd rather play Metal Arc, or I want to try a Warri. Well, we'll accommodate those things, but at the end of the day, having student athletes out there, and you meet those student athletes, I think you're going to be engaged to participate in a more meaningful way, and quite frankly, that's the fun part of Division II athletics. They are our front door. More people know us because of our Division II athletics than know us for anything else.
And coming up, it doesn't hurt to say that there's an Olympian from the University of Nebraska. Kearney Tervell Delagnev is coming back on June 24th, going to be at the Hilltop Mall, and then they're going to have on campus a meet and greet with Tervell and members of the national championship team from this last year as he gets ready to go to
Olympia. Isn't that great? I've never seen an Olympic medal live.
Oh, man.
I want to see one.
That would be cool.
Pretty sweet. I saw Kurt Tomasevich's, and then I can't wait later on to see Tervell Delagnev.
Yeah, because I mean, if he stays healthy. He took the Russian for a good turn here long ago. So
that's a wild deal, Times Square. I mean, you know, the doors, not only it opens for people that are fans to follow these kids, but for these kids. Because when Tervell Delagnev stepped foot, I don't know where Azerbaijan is right now, but Tervell Delagnev does. You know, it's really opened some cool doors for some of these kids to get to see the world and go places that I'm sure none of them ever imagined it could, and that's UNK.
Oh, that's right. And you know, for so many of our students, they're not going to be pros. You know, they're going to be business people and teachers, and they're going to go into the professions, but they want to compete. They want to do it at a high level. And as I tell the student athletes when I meet with them, I'd like to hire a student athlete. You're the ones who know that you work hard. You're not going to win everything. Some things are going to go wrong. They're going to go wrong because you don't have control over the call or what the opponent does. You don't set back, and your life's not over because of one setback. You go back, you work hard. That's the kind of employee I want, is somebody who said, look, I'm not going to blame the rest of my life because I lost once. I'm going to keep moving. And boy, those are the kids that you want to hire. And, you know, start looking at things like industrial distribution in Nebraska. There's some tremendous athletes, but there's some even better students and citizens that have come out of that program.
Makes the Alumni Association even better. John, before we let you get out of here, or Doug, excuse me, before we let you get out of here, anything planned for the official transition into the MIAA? Anything UNK-wise, community-wise that the folks need to know about?
We are in the process of hopefully an education program right now where we're trying to highlight schools and do things. I am not aware, and as soon as I get back, they're going to go, well, we told you about this. But, you know, when we went into the university system in 1991, there was a big hot air balloon. Of course, it 35, 40 mile an hour winds that day, and nobody got in it. But I don't know that there's going to be the landmark event. I think this is a process. I think we've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and I can't wait to get started. And honestly, it's this time of year where you start to get a little starved. I mean, hot dogs start to sound good again to me. I'm ready for football and volleyball to start next fall, and it'll be great. But we got a lot of student athletes, and you know, you wonder where they come from, and we're lucky. I think we got good recruiting for the resources we have. I mean, we're not flying kids with airplanes in. These kids are traveling with moms and dads who take day off from work to come in. This is true because the love of the game is what they're doing it for. And that's, you get rid of the egos, you get rid of the, you know, I watch the NBA Finals and everybody's chest pumping and they're, you know, in the crowds, in your face.
See, if I hit myself that hard in the chest, I think I'd crush my sternum. If I made a three-pointer and then went, you know, I don't understand how they hit themselves that hard, do you?
Well, I mean, I think you got enough padding there. I don't think that hits yourself.
unbelievable. Chancellor, thanks so much for the time today.
You're
on
welcome.
The Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks
Anything
for everything
else?
You do for us.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much.
It.
Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Summer. I'm going to enjoy it for about 3 days here. And a lot of things going on at campus from a wide variety of things. It's a great place to be. And quite frankly, we wouldn't be the institution if it wasn't for the Kearney community. I mean, that's so true. And I think that's what we sell to the MIAA is Kearney's a different sort of town. And they're kind of excited to come see us.
Outstanding. And celebrate America at TD Shack 32.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where you want to get all your fireworks. Because
they
are
the MIAA. I'm the official transitioning into the MIAA firework headquarters. It is in front of Complete Nutrition. All your firework and explosive needs.
Let's see how we transition that right there. One other thing before we roll on with Loper Link here today. We mentioned those RMAC Scholar athletes, Dalton Jensen and Jenna Isaacson, were the winners from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. For maybe an air conditioner for the home, maybe you just need to cool off a little bit, they're there for you. CarrotTire.net online, and by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. Brian Edwards is going to join us from Vegas Insider, and Jeff Shackelford from Golf Digest in our next segments coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next day at LQ.com.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
This summer's biggest blockbuster isn't at the movie theater. It's the Cornhusker State Games, opening July 20th. Cornhusker State Games participants will enjoy the red carpet treatment with more than 65 sports rated for all ages, an epic opening ceremony, and a free shirt, yearbook, and meal pass. Part action, part drama, and 100% fun. It's the Cornhusker State Games, a family-friendly event that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Register at cornhuskerstategames.com.
We'll see some sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a slight chance for a shower storm late. Highs reach around 83 with southeast winds becoming gusty at 15 to 25. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This is Tuesday, That means it's Wing Basket Night at your official home of the Stony Brook Seawolves, the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Every Tuesday night, you can get a basket of flame-broiled wings for just $5. 10 flame-broiled wings. Get any flavor you want. So many to choose from. Get 20 or 30 with your buds. Get an ice-cold beverage and sit back and enjoy the NBA Finals tonight and anything that's going on over the weekend, including the College World Series. Don't forget lunch specials every single day at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Steve in Kearney is standing by. What's going on, Steve?
Well, speaking of Stony Brook, been trying to get some NC2A Stony Brook World Series t-shirts. The NC2A says they'll ship them out on the 24th, called Stony Brook University. They say they'll ship them out in 2 to 3 weeks. The tournament will be over by then.
Yeah, Tom Chattel, if you
haven't... Does Tony have any insight to South Omaha, maybe an alley where they put out World Series t-shirts? Please give us a name or an address or a firm.
Well, I'll be honest with you, because I joked earlier in the week that what are the people, the vendors? Obviously, Stony Brook's not on anybody's radar. They have 30 red hats and 40 blue and white hats, according to Tom Chattel, that talked to their athletic director. It's a great read in the World Herald today. Tom Chattel did get on that. No one has officially licensed Stony Brook.
Oh, no.
So they're working through the whole licensing agreement with their attorneys and whatever has to happen for that to take place. No one can get them right now. It has created a mess for Omaha, and they say... Well, 30 red ones and 40 blue and white ones, that's not going to cut it. But, Steve, we appreciate the phone call.
I know Stony Brook's out there on an island, but, you know, didn't we take Hawaii as a state?
Yeah, we can find Hawaii hats. We should be able to find Stony Brook hats. It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Steve. The Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. John in Kearney says we're not supposed to hate Chancellor Christensen because he's a Oakland Raiders fan.
Oh.
So few of them. Out.
Yeah, there is not very many. Well, Mason Brodeen, has he just become one, or has he been a...
I don't know what the story is. I don't know what to tell you on that, big fella.
Well, I think we're excited right now. A little U.S. Open golf coverage. We're going to Golf Digest right now. Jeff Shackelford joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jeff, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Well, we're doing really well here. The wind quit blowing. It's been blowing 40 mile an hour for the last 6 months.
Ooh.
And today it quit. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, close to 40. Jeffrey, let's talk about what we got going on this week. I always like to start off just to get your feel. Who's your favorite? Let's not wait till the end. Who do you like on this golf course that's going to require a guy to keep it in the fairway?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and pick Tiger Woods he's actually, this is a perfect setup for him, even though the great players usually don't win an Olympic club. They always finish second. But he probably won't have to hit his driver much this week. And he's hitting the ball great with everything, and including that club, actually, too. At least he did at Muirfield Village if that golfer shows up. And the key difference here is Olympic club doesn't have what we call POA greens, which is kind of prominent on the West Coast. And they have bent grass greens, and Tiger's very neurotic about POA greens these days. Even though he grew up on that kind of grass, he thinks they ruin his putting. And so I think that little difference is going to just be huge for him, and I think it's just a perfect course for him.
What are the hardest holes on this golf course?
all of them?
Yeah.
I haven't quite walked all of them, but I'm very familiar with it. I played here in college and know it well, and it's relentless. It's just relentless. And now the rough isn't super high this year, which is a good thing, I think, but it still plays real firm and fast. Even though everybody always thinks, oh, Olympic Club, it's foggy, it's next to the ocean, it's a big slog, and then it's not. It's actually can get very firm and fast, and so it just plays. You have to be so precise and so accurate with everything. From tee to green, and I think that's what makes it such a perfect U.S. Open course.
Okay, with that being said, is even a good score every round?
I think so. But I would say that this year, again, with the rough not being the way it is and the way the greens are, which is just absolutely so pure, and these guys, most of them get very neurotic about the POA greens because they get bumpy, and these are going to stay smoother. I actually think we're going to see an under par winter here unless we get some goofy wind like you all are having. And there are a few little quirks in the forecast right now. But my guess is we're going to actually see an under par score this time.
Jeff Shackelford, Golf Digest, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jeff, as we get ready for the weekend, and you say you like Tiger Woods and what he does out there, that with the rough not being that bad, does that open it up, obviously, for more of these guys that sprayed a little bit?
I think so. I mean, I don't know how much it's going to – the long hitters are really going to get much reward, though, for hitting it a long way, and that's kind of a big deal. I mean, somebody like Dustin Johnson, who won last week, I don't really think that he can take great advantage of his length too much throughout the course, and so that's kind of a bummer. But on the other hand, you know, he can hit irons and three woods off the tee, and whereas some guys might have to hit drivers. So it's kind of hard. That's going to be the thing I'm looking for, is if these long hitters – can occasionally take advantage of their length, and traditionally, historically, at Olympic Club, that hasn't been the case. So, but you also, the other thing here is you actually have to shape the ball, which these guys don't really have to do much these days, or nor do they like to. And so, you know, somebody like Bubba Watson, who won the Masters, loves to shape the ball, and it should be ideal for him. But his mindset since the Masters hasn't been real impressive. So I'm not really holding out high hopes for him. And Rory McIlroy, who won last year, has a beautiful draw, but again, it's a very firm, fast course, and I'm not sure how much that really favors his game.
Jeff Shackelford joins us from Golf Digest here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm going to throw out a couple of the storylines just to get your thoughts on it, and you know, we don't need 4 minutes on each one of these, Jeff. Just a quick thought. Andy Zhang, 14 years old, youngest ever to tee it up on this golf course.
I can't even fathom 14 being able to play well enough to get to the U.S. Open and then to be able to handle all this. It's going to be interesting to see.
Casey Martin.
Interestingly, nobody really seems too upset that he's going to be taking a cart, which is, I guess, a statement kind of about our world. We've come around since the last time.
Jason Duffner's won two times this year. Any shot?
Great shot. Kind of a Hogan-esque player. This is a Hogan-esque golf course.
Yeah, and I'm hearing a lot about Jason Duffner, or starting to hear a lot about Jason Duffner could do something on this course. And since we can't seem to find a repeat winner over the last 4 or 5 years, anybody to win a couple of majors over the last 4 or 5 years, does this open you like Tiger, but does it open it up? Is there a chance that once again we're going to see somebody new?
Oh, totally wide open. Absolutely. And again, the history of Olympic Club, which has almost sort of become a joke, is that, you know, it's a place for kind of, not, I want to say fluke winners. I mean, I just sat in the press conference with Billy Casper, one of the greats of all time. He won here. But yeah, Lee Jansen, Scott Simpson, Jack Fleck aren't exactly names that leap out as you Hall of Famers. So it's probably going to happen again.
Does that pairing of the big three, does that help or hurt each one of those guys?
I think it hurts Bubba. For some reason, I just think he'll find it to be too much for him. I think Phil will thrive on it, and Tiger is kind of the question mark because lately he hasn't played very well when he plays with Phil.
I'm a fan of Matt Kuchar, who's been close in the majors. What's his chances here?
I think they're very good. He played here in 98. Now, oddly, you know, he won the Players, and then he's kind of gone quiet. He ended up withdrawing from Jack Nicklaus's tournament, and I don't know if he just kind of burned out because he plays so much. So, but he played well here in 98 as an amateur, and so the way he's been playing, theoretically, he should be absolutely one of your on your list of 5 or 6 top contenders.
Is Phil Mickelson's brain rested after being mentally exhausted?
Yes, he's recovered from the private jet travel and the grueling vacation in that dumpy city of Paris, and he's going to somehow recover from it all, I think, and contend. I just don't know. It's a golf course that's just so demanding in terms of precision, and I just don't know if some of his risk taking will fly here.
Are cell phones allowed at Olympic Club?
They are not. They are not, except in the media center.
Well, interesting stuff. The back on the Phil deal. Obviously, when he's texting the PGA about the people taking pictures, you've got that incident, and then Tiger's shot. Have you ever saw a better shot in golf? Jack Nicklaus says he can't imagine seeing one. Have you?
I have, actually. It was Jack Nicklaus's one iron at Pebble Beach. They were showing it last night in the on Golf Channel, I think it was, and we all sat there and went, wait a second, Jack thinks Tiger's shot was better than that one iron on the 17th hole in the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach? No way. That's a better shot. That was in a major. That was a one iron, which is an unhittable club then and now. And but it was a great shot Tiger hit. I thought Jack oversold that one a little bit. It was phenomenal. And like Jack said, under the circumstances, the way things have been going for Tiger, it was huge.
What's the best score Jeff Shackelford's ever shot at Olympic Club?
I had a 74 in the final round of the USF Intercollegiate, which from the back tees then with clubs that I mean, I'm not that old, but that look compared to today's stuff, they look pretty silly. And so then again, that was back when the greens were a little bumpier. So those are all my excuses for not being under par. But I was very proud of it at the time.
Jeff, a little off base. I don't know how much you can comment on this, but obviously the fans in Nebraska, they don't get to see major championship golf. And next summer, the Senior Open is coming to the Omaha Country Club. What should fans get ready to see next summer when the Senior Open comes to Omaha?
No, you won't believe how well these old geezers still play. It really is amazing. You go out there and you... It's just, it makes you realize that how cool golf is, that we no other sport can have its older players still be so competitive, so sharp with their ball striking. Putting starts to get a little iffier at the older age, but I just marvel watching these guys play and how good their swings look. You know, some of these guys you think, well, you know, you see Arnold Palmer and his swing starts to look a little more ragged as he gets in his 80s, but some of these guys, Hale Irwin, Tom Lehman, Al Geiber, you start to go through some of these really distinctive swings and they look exactly the same when you see them still playing in on the Champions Tour.
Dark horse, way off the radar, do you got a pick or two for us?
You already threw out Duffner. I guess he's really not a dark horse, although he's starting to become one again because we've got all these other interesting storylines. Oh, boy. Spencer Levine has played here a ton and has been in contention lately. I wouldn't count him out. Peter Hansen almost won the Masters, is just finished third last week. Another totally off-the-radar guy who I think has a great chance. And, again, that fits the old-style Olympic Club winners. But I don't know. Something tells me that maybe we'll break the recent streak, and I don't know. I just and I'm not a huge Tiger fan of late of the way he's been playing, but I feel like he's got a great chance.
Jeff Shackelford from Golf Digest, and you can check him out online at golfdigest.com. Throw your Twitter out there to him, Jeff.
It's Jeff Shack, GeoffShack. And just type Jeff Golf on Google, and you'll find me.
Outstanding, Jeff. Enjoy the weekend. We love West Coast golf because that means we can stay up late and watch it live. It's good stuff, man. Appreciate the time. See ya. Doug and Daddy's show. Jeff Shackelford from Golf Digest joining us here on ESPN Radio.
This is gonna be an awesome tournament to watch because you got the TV coverage built in, and then you got the big three going, which is gonna be fabulous. I know the PGA went out of their way to do that. I don't know why. I guess everybody's going to focus on those three regardless of who they're paired with, but that pairing, there's got to be pairings four in front of those guys with literally a couple hundred people around them, and then there's throng, for lack of a better word, around those guys that's absolutely overpowering at times, I've got to think.
You got a pick?
I'm going my homeboy, Tiger. I pick him every week, so
I just don't see it happening. A lot of people don't. I'm looking at some of the. I'm looking at Bovada. I'm looking at Vegas Insider. I'm looking at the MGM has Tiger at 3-1. Bovada, as of last night, had him at 7-1. Lee Westwood, the second pick.
Lee Westwood won on the European Tour last week, I believe. Yeah. Helped his confidence a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't see it happening. But who knows? Could this be Luke Donald's time? He is right there in scramble ability this year on the PGA Tour, and not an overly long course. My long shot is going to be Graham McDowell. who you can get at 80-1 in the right spots.
Nice.
That's a pretty good long shot there. Jim Furyk, don't be surprised if he is still slapping the ball around late on Sunday in the U.S. Open. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll come back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth in just a moment, and we'll be talking a little college football. Brian Edwards, Vegas Insider, after this.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike, and you know something? My buddy Golic here knows a thing or two about protection. It's what kept him from getting to the quarterback so many times in his career.
Yeah, that's funny, Greeny. But when it comes to electronic security, protection is no laughing matter. That's why Protection One, the nation's second largest security company, takes your security personally. Whether you need security for your home, your business, or for thousands of locations across the country, Protection One prides itself in providing truly personal service to all its customers.
Right, like same-day service, on-time installations, and knowledgeable professional employees.
And when you have a question, call them up and get a real person on the phone.
Right, you don't get that with the other guys.
That's right. For intrusion, fire, video, and access control security, you should call Protection One today at 866-766-1881.
And if you're unsatisfied with your current security provider, you should switch to Protection One. To get a free consultation and a lower rate, call 866-766-1881 or visit ProtectionOne.com. That's 866-766-1881.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a slight chance for a shower storm late. Highs reach around 83 with southeast winds becoming gusty at 15 to 25. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And folks, Midway has taken hassle-free another step by eliminating the stress of even having to call in and set up an appointment for your next oil change. Maybe you're going, God, I got to get that done. God, I got to get that done. Hey, you got 34 minutes. Boom, in, out, done. They take care of you. Simply drive into either of their service bays at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac location or the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and their new Express Lane service advisors will be happy to assist you. Midway's Express Lane not only offers appointment-free service at an affordable cost, but in a timely manner, jobs can be done in as quick as 30 minutes. They got me in and out of there over lunch last week. I'll let them do it for you at Midway. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd, Kearney.
Douglas, we go from the U.S. Open, talk to a little college football and spread talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to Vegas Insider, joined by Brian Edwards. Brian, how are you today? Thanks so much for the time.
Doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Missouri, South Carolina, the line's 5. Are you kidding me? I just picked one out of nowhere there, 111 games out, and just picked that one out. Brian, let the fans know out there, this is just to get some action going, get some interest going with college football a couple of months away.
Yeah, the Golden Nugget has been doing this for the last 5 or 6 years. They, you know, take that Monday in early June and, you know, make it basically a national holiday for gamblers in Nevada, and they released 111 games yesterday. 56 of them did not have line moves. 18 of them had line moves of more than 1 point. The way they do it is you can make 3 plays, $1,000 maximum, and then you got to go to the back of the line And it's funny that you did mention that Missouri-South Carolina game, because I wrote down about 10 games I liked, and I do like South Carolina in that game. I think they're one of the teams that got a little undervalued. Finally, Steve Spurrier doesn't have a knucklehead playing quarterback. Steven Garcia is out of there. Connor Shaw played really well last year. I mean, well, you guys know how he played in the bowl game. They Lattimore back. And I think Jadeveon Clowney might be the best defensive player in America. So I think South Carolina is an undervalued team, and I do like them against Missouri that week.
Let me take that a step farther. Missouri, Texas A&M, just like Nebraska last year, and there's others. But what about teams that are moving into new conferences and the conference lines that are out there? Is that something that you have to be aware of?
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because the line, or the game that had the biggest line move yesterday, was Texas A&M in Florida as the Aggies make their SEC debut in week two. The Gators come into Kyle Field. That opened at Texas A&M -1. By the end of the day yesterday, the Gators were favored by 2.5. So that was the biggest line move we saw all day.
Well, it's interesting. I want to know your thoughts on Oklahoma, because when I look at them, I find them favored by staggering amounts over teams. Obviously, they're one of the favorites this year, and they look to roll through the Big 12. But I was shocked at how many times they were favored, especially double digits, over Kansas State, for instance, and go on down the list. But Oklahoma, to me, looks like a team that Vegas is very, very proud of.
Yeah, I mean, they've got, outside of LSU and Southern Cal, they've got the shortest odds to win the national title. And, you know, instead of going at FSU on the non-conference slate like they did last year, and granted they did survive that game, they get Notre Dame at home on the non-conference slate. So I think that's a lot easier game. I like them -5 against Texas. I know Texas is getting better, but, man, they've gone down pretty far in the last 2 years. So I like Oklahoma against Texas in that game. And I'm not overly surprised to see them, you know, heavily favored in a lot of these games. I think their toughest game on their schedule is going to be at West Virginia November 17th. And that, it's never easy going to Morgantown. And, you know, that's going to be a cold weather game in mid-November. So at West Virginia, I think, is going to be Oklahoma's biggest hurdle to, you know, getting through the regular season unbeaten. And at TCU, actually the two new guys in the Big 12 are probably their most difficult games, at West Virginia November 17th and at TCU December 1st.
Brian Edwards, Vegas Insider, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, I see that Ohio State had some pretty good movement, and it's going to be a hard program to read with Urban Meyer and not able to play in a bowl game, so I'm sure he's going to try and sell them on winning the conference championship without being able to play in the championship game.
Yeah, all five of the games that Ohio State had lines on moved in favor of Ohio State. In other words, action being on Ohio State. But I don't know that I'm buying into that a whole lot. Urban Meyer struggled his first year at Florida, you know, trying to take, you know, skilled players that weren't necessarily for his offense. Now, granted, I think Braxton is suited for his offense. But I don't just, you know, think Ohio State's going to come in there and Urban Meyer's going to be able to snap his fingers and get that thing fixed right away. They fell off pretty good last year, and, you know, I don't know how they're going to do this year. I don't, you know, think they're going to have some huge monster season, go 10-2 or 11-1. I don't think that's going to happen.
Alabama, LSU, were you surprised by that line? I know LSU's at home, but LSU finds themselves a 2-point favorite. Any surprise in your mind there? Do you think that's where it'd be?
You know, I thought LSU -3, but, you know, that's just 1 point away, and, you know, who knows what happens between now and early November. The interesting thing to note on that game is last year both teams had an open date before that game. This year LSU has the open date. Alabama doesn't have an open date. Not that they have a murderous game the week before, but they host Mississippi State, whereas LSU will be at home resting and watching the Tide. So maybe that's a little small factor going into this year's game. I thought it should have been LSU -3, but I'm okay with it -2, and it's just based on them, you know, a short favorite because it's in Baton Rouge.
Brian Edwards, Vegas Insider, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned a couple of them. What were some other Brian Edwards eye poppers when you first saw these lines?
Well, assuming Sammy Watkins does not get suspended for week one as Clemson plays Auburn at the Georgia Dome, and he got arrested about a month ago, misdemeanor possession of marijuana, so we'll see if he's going to be suspended. I'm thinking he's not going to be. If he's not, I like Clemson -2.5 against Auburn in week one. I also like Boise State plus 7.5 at Michigan State. I know that Boise State lost a lot of their front seven and obviously lost Kellen Moore and a terrific running back in Doug Martin, but they've still got that great coach in Chris Peterson. They've been great in week one, and I think a lot of that is the preparation of Chris Peterson winning at Virginia Tech in D.C. 2 years ago, at Georgia emphatically in Atlanta in what was a very much a road game last year. And Southwick, the quarterback replacing Kellen Moore, he's gotten his feet wet. He's gotten a little PT the last couple of years. I think Boise is getting a little undervalued here, so I like them. Those are week one games. I'll throw out a couple more later in the year. I like Florida catching 3.5 against Georgia. I think Florida's going to be a lot better later in the year as either Driscoll or Brissett at quarterback gets more experience. Florida brings back 10 starters on defense, a defense that was ranked 8th in the country last year. So I think they're going to be terrific on that side of the ball. It's just a matter of Brissett and or Driscoll coming along and giving them decent quarterback play, because last year the Gators got a horrible play at quarterback, and the results were a lot of losses.
Ryan, one just caught my eye here as I'm glancing down the sheet. Washington State has been nearly pathetic. Worse than pathetic. Favored by 17.5 over UNLV. Does Mike Leach have that big of an impact on the number, or is UNLV just terrible?
Both. We talked about the Urban Meyer effect. Ohio State 5 games going Ohio State's way. You're right, man. That number caught me by surprise big time. Washington State has been garbage for 5 or 6 years, and to lay that big a number traveling. But UNLV is horrible, so I haven't studied up either one of these teams too much. But that line did catch my eye and seemed like a lot. We'll see if it's still that much come September 14th. But I agree with you there. That's got to be just out of pure respect for Mike Leach.
Brian Edwards with us for just another couple minutes here from Vegas Insider on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, we are in Nebraska, so I guess we should touch on them. 5 Nebraska games are on that board, Brian, and Nebraska's an underdog in 3 of them.
Yeah, the line stayed put for 3 of the 5 games for Nebraska. The one, and this is back to the Urban Meyer factor, Ohio State opened -2 against Nebraska. That one's now 4. And then Michigan was -2 against Nebraska. That came down to -1. Out of these, and I'll also throw week one, it's not on this list from the Golden Nugget, but this offshore book 5 times has Nebraska -13 against Southern Miss. And week one, and I'll also tell you that Nebraska has 45-1 odds to win the national title. They have the 3rd shortest odds to win the Big Ten. Michigan's the +200 favorite, risk 100 to win 200. Wisconsin right behind them at +220, and Nebraska at +450. None of the games with Nebraska really stood out to me that I just thought they were pretty good lines. We'll see what kind of year Taylor Martinez has. He obviously has a great weapon in Rex Burkhead. I think the key for Nebraska is to get back to getting after the quarterback. And when you think Bo Pelini, you think about getting pressure on the quarterback. They only had 21 sacks last year. Now, I know a little bit of that can be attributed to Jared Crick had the injury and missed most of the year, one of their best pass rusher. But they got to get better defensively, in my opinion. And the over-under win total for Nebraska is 8.5. I was on another show in Nebraska last week. I said I thought Nebraska would go 8-4. Now, certainly that can swing by a game one way or the other, depending on injuries or lack thereof. But I think Nebraska is going to be an 8-4 team and probably not be in the hunt for the Big Ten, in my opinion.
Well, you're in SEC country, and that's fine, because I'm total agreement with where you're at on Nebraska. I think it's about the same as last year. I think you win one, you're probably not supposed to win. You lose one, you're not supposed to lose. And so you're right back to where you started. But I think a lot of that depends on Taylor Martinez, like you said, and what he's got going. You're an SEC guy. The mess that Bobby Petrino had at Arkansas, any surprise there? Alabama only a 6.5-point favorite in week 3 over the Hogs.
Well, you know, I think the AD, Jeff Long, did the best he could under those rare and just mind-boggling circumstances. I think the key was to not affect team morale any worse than it already was. And you know, he hires John L. Smith, who'd been with the program the last 3 years, and obviously he'd been gone a few months to Weber State. But getting him and keeping the rest of the staff intact, I thought was key. I mean, you lose a great play caller in Bobby Petrino, but, you know, sometimes things like this can galvanize a team. Sometimes they can be the undoing, and we don't know yet. We'll see. But I think Arkansas has got one of the top three or four quarterbacks in America, and Tyler Wilson. And if Nile Davis can be what he was in 2010 when he was a first-team All-SEC running back and then he had the injury in August last year, if he can be back to what he was in 2010, I think they've got one of the best running backs in America. So I'm not surprised that Alabama's only 6.5 there, because I've got a lot of respect for Arkansas's talent. We'll see if that Petrino debacle is their undoing or if it can galvanize them. You know, we've seen instances where, you know, something crazy like that can galvanize a team. We don't know yet, but we'll find out and say it though this fall.
Maybe early, but Brian, we always like to find some value. Who's a team whose odds are up there a little higher than you would like, and maybe you could find some value to make a run at a national title, or maybe to look at that their spreads are a little off kilter.
Can I go the other way? The teams that I think
sure.
are a little overvalued.
Sure, love you.
I think FSU is overvalued. Now, I think they're overvalued for like the 10th year in a row. I don't think they're a top 10 team. I don't think EJ Manuel is a championship caliber quarterback, and I think their numbers are a little too rich in several of their games. So I'll go FSU as being a little overrated. And if I can go underrated, but not in terms of winning a national title, I'll go with Tennessee. I think Derek Dooley has taken a lot of heat, and he's certainly on the hot seat. But, you know, when you lose your star quarterback, Tyler Bray, who most think is going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft, and you lose a lot, Justin Hunter, your wide receiver, which they lost both those guys early in the year last year. I mean, if any team loses their top two players, especially their quarterback wide receiver, you're going to struggle. And I think their schedule gets a little easier this year. And I think Tennessee is a team that could be a sleeper in the SEC East. They don't have to play Arkansas this year, and that's big, and they don't have to play LSU either. So the schedule gets a lot more manageable, and I think the Volunteers are maybe a team to watch. Now, Tyler Bray's got to stay healthy, but if he can, Derek Dooley may have a little sleeper-type season and may end up retaining that job.
That is excellent, excellent information. Brian Edwards, Vegas Insider. Brian, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I really hope we can do this again here in the midsummer.
I'd love to, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Brian Edwards, Vegas Insider. Check him out. Brian, like all of our guests, February friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Breakfast served daily. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich, or choose hotcakes served 6 to 11 daily. Burger King. Home of the Whopper, Kearney's best burger. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We got to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show when we return. No, it's Tuesday, and that means Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. We're back after this.
You can't see me, but I'm wearing a 10-gallon hat and holding a 5-gallon bucket. Just hurry into any Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa 5-gallon wash bucket with a $25 purchase. Use it for washing old Betsy or even as a tool chest. I mean, tool bucket. 5 gallons hold so much and cost so little. Like nothing, because it's free. Who needs a bucket of chicken when you can just have a bucket? Napa, no. Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets a tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We'll see some sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a slight chance for a shower storm late. Highs reach around 83 with southeast winds becoming gusty at 15 to 25. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms. I'm Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 70.
Back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. ESPN Superstation, Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club, as we do every day.
Yes.
Put up a new poll question.
No.
Maybe. What was your reaction to the Manny Pacquiao versus Timothy Bradley fight? Leading the way, 80. Well, no, it can't be. Well, these numbers don't add up. We need to check the math on this. What, there was a fight this weekend leads away. This says 88% of the vote, but disappointed with the judge's decision, that says 36% of the vote. So there's a clerical error there, but nonetheless.
Add it up. What should it be?
Was a great night of boxing. I think must be 58. Should be 58.
There you go. Coming up. New poll question.
If Durant gets a ring this year before LeBron, obviously, one of them will get one. Will Durant be considered better than James?
No. I'm voting no.
No.
Love Durant. Love him. But remember, he did go to Texas.
There's a reason to hate him.
You can hear the NBA Finals tonight here on ESPN Radio. Pre-game at 7. Tip-off will be just after 8 o'clock. And, Daddy, who do you got in Game 1 tonight? Is the home teams, are they going to hold serve throughout most of this? Or are we going to see, I think so many of these games should be close. Oklahoma City is favored by?
6.
5. Should have said 5. You're going to say 5. Who you got?
I got OKC at home. That's a crazy, crazy place to play. You're starting to hear more about that atmosphere. They're wound up for this game. They're fired up. The whole city of OKC.
I think the psyche is just so important. Does Miami come in just going crazy that they want to win game one? Or do they come in, they play game one, see what happens, and then bring it all in game two, try to get home 1-1?
Well, I think the matchups with the big three and Bosch seems to be back. Bosch and Ibaka. Then you got LeBron and whoever's going to take him on. You'd say Durant and LeBron, although they don't, you know, seem to be the matchup one-on-one all night long. You're looking for Dwayne Wade and Westbrook. There's the key. If Wade can go crazy on Westbrook or Westbrook can go crazy, I think that tips the game.
Nebraska has picked up an oral commitment from wide receiver Kevin Gladney. All these guys are from Ohio, which is okay, but it'd be nice. What does that matter? You think 6'2", 185, listed as a 3-star. Michigan State, Iowa, Purdue were all after him. He's coming to Lincoln out of Akron, Ohio. He's not going to be a Zip.
Well, you know, they seem to find a niche and go after these players that they seem to want to fit what they're doing down there. I think that, you know, for another 2 years, I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Olivia Bender, she's going to play volleyball in Nebraska in 2014. She's going to be a junior at Waverly. She's coming on board.
John Cook knows what he's doing.
Another in-stater right there. Nebraska State women's amateur, Kayla Kanopic and Michaela Anderson are currently tied for the lead as they play the last five holes of the second round, 3 clear of a Sophie Peters, who was the co-first round leader. And Daddy, we are set at the College World Series. We've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia we're going to do here. 888-455-ESPN. Call now if you've not won anything in the last couple of months. Let's get a winner today. 888-455-3776. UCLA and Stony
Bennebrook, 4 o'clock Friday, Florida State and Arizona at 8. Saturday, Arkansas and Kent State play at 4 o'clock, and Florida and South Carolina will follow at 8 o'clock. Fired up. There's some good matchups.
There's some great matchups, and you throw in the Kent and the Stony Brook. I think those, adding that other Cinderella aspect, I think that's just, I think it's more better for Omaha.
Associate Coach Mike Bell joins us from Florida State on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, you want baseball or you want golf?
Baseball.
How many consecutive NCAA tournament games has South Carolina won?
12.
It is higher, just for everybody else that calls. That is not correct. Thanks for calling. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who do we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, who is the last American to win the U.S. Open Golf Tournament?
Tiger Woods.
Not Tiger, Tryback. 888-455. That could have been one you slip in there, but not this time. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's been a while.
This is Kevin.
It's been a while since Tiger's won it.
Not as long as one would think, but yeah, okay. It wasn't like 20 years ago either. Let's go back to Troutman's Tuesday trivia here. How many consecutive NCAA baseball games, tournament games, has South Carolina won? And it's higher than 12.
23.
It is lower than 23. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
We're chatting with Ryan.
Ryan, who was the last American golfer to win the U.S. Open?
Phil Mickelson?
Was not Phil Mickelson. Phil has never won the U.S. Open. Runner-up a bunch of times. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, how many times has Phil Mickelson been a runner-up in the U.S. Open?
Two.
It is not two. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. We're doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. The winner gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's. That's going to put a good couple steaks on the old grill this week. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, how many consecutive NCAA tournament games has South Carolina's baseball team won?
16.
It is higher than 16, so we're between 16 and 23 as we continue on with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dave.
Dave, we've got a question for you. How many times has Phil Mickelson been the runner-up at the U.S. Open?
Four.
It is not four. Try back. It's just amazing. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, Daddy mentioned this earlier in the show. Andy Zhang is going to make history when he tees it up Thursday in the U.S. Open. He's the youngest male competitor ever. How old is he?
19.
Not 19. Try back. 888-455. Daddy, you got something?
Well, I'm looking at your questions. Wow.
888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Pete.
Pete, how many consecutive games has South Carolina won in the NCAA baseball tournament? We've got it narrowed between 16 and 23.
18.
It is not 18. It's higher than 18. So now we're down to 18 to 23. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, who's the last American golfer to win the U.S. Open?
That would have been... No clue.
All right. Try back, buddy. 888-455-3776. I don't know, Daddy. I don't know what to tell you. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Craig.
Craig, how many consecutive games has South Carolina won in the NCAA tournament?
I'll take a poke. 21.
21. Oh! There it is. Last night, with help from Eric Gregg, the home plate umpire, they won their 21st consecutive game. Folks, that means they've won back-to-back national championships, and they have not dropped a game in the regional or the super regional, and they're headed back to Omaha. Congratulations. $25 gift card from Troutman's coming your way. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get you taken care of. Wow. We got quite a few to get through here, Danny.
Who was the last American?
Lucas Glover.
Lucas Glover. Wow.
was the last American to win. Phil Mickelson's been the runner-up five times. Andy Zhang is 14 years of age as he tees it up on Thursday. Did I miss anything else? I think that was it. I think those were all of them. We did the South Carolina question quite a bit. South Carolina, the marquee matchup against top seed Florida Saturday, the second game at 8 o'clock. We want to thank all of our guests. Jeff Shackelford from Golf Digest joining us from Olympic Club. We want to thank Brian Edwards from Vegas Insider as they've been chatting about the lines that just came out for college football games. And we want to thank Chancellor Doug Christensen from UNK. We want to thank all those folks for joining us. Tomorrow, Mark Bauer is going to join us to talk about Tervell Delogne coming home to Kearney later this month. Also going to be talking with Mike Bell. He's been to Florida, been to the College World Series as a player with Florida State. Now he's their associate head coach. He'll talk about his club tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thursday, we're going to eight-man camp in Hastings to talk to the coaches and the players. Busy week, and good Lord, is it that late?
It is that late. Who knows? We may have one of our favorite Huskers of all time, Lance Sorrell, sometime in the next week as well.
That's right. He's eight-man.
Yeah, he was an A-man guy. He just stud wherever he played.
One of the greatest of all time. We should effort that. You know what? Bob Jensen, if you're listening, we always put together, you know, Omaha World Herald had the team of the decade. How about the eight-man team of the decade or the best eight-man players of all time? Robert, I know you're listening.
Then we'll get him in a ring and Bryson Mahlberg and Lance Sorrell fight to the death.
Drew Ott
to the death.
Mackovickas.
To the death.
Terry Keneally.
You'd be okay.
We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.